This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So the plan has been laid out for you. You'll take over the family business as soon as you graduate, and you'll continue to grow the business till your kids take over from you. The problem is, you're really not into the family business. So what do? You embark on a digital transformation. Hey there, this is Audrey Raj, and this episode of Open for Business is all about gold, family business, e-commerce, gold, and did I mention gold? In the studio with me is 22-year-old Eric Leong. He is the founder of MS Jewels, a boutique online gold jewelry retailer. Now, if you're wondering why the name sounds familiar, well, it's because MS Jewels Boutique is a subsidiary of MS Gold Crafts Industries, a major player in the gold jewelry manufacturing segment in Malaysia and Southeast Asia. When roped into the family business right out of uni, Eric had no choice but to think of a way to make the career before him relevant to him and his family business relevant to consumers today. So he decided to take the art of selling gold jewelry online, despite not being sure if the idea would work. Was it easy? No. Is it working? Let's ask Eric himself.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm the director for MS Jewels. So basically, MS Jewels is one of the wholly owned subsidiary for MS Gold Craft, MS Gold Bullions, and this is a new startup for e-commerce platform to sell gold jewelries. Started off as a family business, honestly, my initial plan, I was just thinking after graduate, I would just work for my family and try to expand their business. But from recent years, I see like the online business is growing based on many big e-commerce, So I just thought maybe I could start a new platform to sell directly from manufacturer to end users, providing a fairer price to consumers, because gold is always a commodity. It has a spot price itself. So what customers should pay for is just the labor cost.
Just so I understand correctly, MS Jewels Online was created to kind of adapt to changing consumer behavior and the use of technology today, right? Do you see many of your long-time regular customers with MS Goldsmith, MS Crafts, switching to purchasing their jewelry online now with MS Jewels?
Yes, because MS Goldcraft, right, it started off as a manufacturer. So like from supplying to retailers, now currently like we are supplying more towards online sellers, which is quite odd. So like in the first month, no. But then like starting off the second month and coming on third month, like we all can see the sales is growing and the inquiries from customer asking us through Facebook messengers or WhatsApp, the inquiries through emails, everything is growing in terms of traffic to website. So I believe, you know, buying gold jewelry online is really odd, but I believe that's a market to it.
Okay, who is ideally your target market? What have you noticed in these last few months of running a business online? Who are your regular customers?
Regular customers should be their age around 25 to 45, because older generations are not very used to online shopping, and they're all females, surprisingly. Mm. And
so you don't have a single male customer?
No, not at all. Not yet, so far. After 3 months of operating, no.
So you feel like there is a shifting trend for purchasing gold and valuable jewellery online today. I mean, I'm just thinking of my mom's generation and my grandma's generation and the way they would want to inspect the jewellery, they'd want to try and haggle for like labour costs, workmanship, before they actually make that purchase. So do people still do that today, or is there a shift into trusting the quality of the craftsmanship and fair pricing that comes online?
People honestly, like the older generation, I would say people still would prefer, they would go to retailers and want to try it on, touch it and see gold jewelries in real life. But like for younger generation, for working adults, I believe like because of their working hours, their working time, they rarely have time to go on retailers except for weekends. So my target customers are mostly working adults.
Okay. And is the process pretty much the same as buying other stuff online, as in like you browse, you add to cart, you pay online and you wait for delivery?
Yes, totally the same. Because some, we actually we have faced some customers that are not used to online shopping and they ask us for instruction. So what we actually have to do, we just tell them, oh, it's actually same as other giant e-commerce. So they got understand totally. It's the same process, same payment type.
Okay. And are there any assurances about the delivery process or insurance in the event your order gets misplaced? Because I can understand taking the risk with, you know, imitation jewellery, just the stuff that you buy for like, you know, less than 100 ringgit. But if you lost gold during the delivery process, that would be very sucky, right?
Yes, that's true. that's one of the biggest problems we are facing, actually. So customer, they don't trust us because, you know, who would buy gold online? It's not, we are not talking about 100 ringgit, 50 ringgit. We're talking up to few thousands. So few thousands, yes, we are covered like 100% fully insured. And starting from next week, we have we are providing a better service, which is cash on delivery. So customer would prefer to pay on the spot when they see the items arrive at their house. So it's actually a win-win situation for both seller and customer.
Is there an option then, you know, with the COD to reject the purchase?
Yes, there's an option because before the delivery guy deliver the parcel to our customer, they'll actually give our customer a call to tell them to prepare this amount because we are sending in the parcel by today at 5 p.m., for example. Mm. So let's say customer changed their mind last minute, it's fine. They can just tell the delivery man to return the parcel and we will give a full refund.
Okay, and from a prevention standpoint, you know, how do you ensure that your products are delivered safely? Do you have a screening process for the logistics and delivery people, or is this all done in house?
We are teaming up with DHL, one of the, of course, well recognized logistic company in Malaysia around the world. By that, we just track the tracking number and see if it's arrived to customers safely.
Okay. What's the take-up been like, you say, over the past few months? Do you have any figures on the number of orders you've received?
So during the first month, it was quite quiet and that got me very worried. But coming onwards, it's around April, then now it's May because we have only launched 3 months. For April, the sales was about 50,000. And for May, I believe, because it was Raya, like it's coming up to Raya and, you know, gold jewelries are really hot before Raya. So it sells out fast. And this month, so far, we have hit about 100,000 by sales.
Okay. So coming back to, you know, launching MS Jewels, I understand that it was just launched earlier this February, in time for Raya, like you said. But MS Jewels was actually registered in July last year. It was expected to launch in August 2018, but then it was only launched earlier this year in February. What was the reason for the delay?
Because of one big obstacle we came across, which is we did bad e-commerce platform. We have liaised with this e-commerce provider, a website developer, and actually the website didn't meet my requirement. And I believe with that website, there's a lot of limitations, marketing obstacles that we are going to face in future. So by November 2018, I decided to make a new website. So I looked for a new web developer and they took about 2 months and there are actually ups and downs because they actually didn't meet my requirement again. But I've been asking them to change. So it took a long time. And mid-February, it was Chinese New Year. So my plan was just to launch after Chinese New Year. And there would be a good time to launch by then, I guess.
Well, what were your requirements that were so difficult to kind of meet? You know, and what kind of standards were you looking at or measuring against when creating this platform?
In terms of user experience and marketing channels, so for user experience, which is the front end of the web store, and because I was studying in Europe, so I'm actually an online shopper myself. So for myself, I believe like user experience on a website is really important. So with a bad user experience, which is my first website, and the checkout rate will be very low and people will not actually pay and wait for their orders. And that's it for the front end. But for the back end, it's sorry to say, but it's quite outdated. So the marketing channel was very limited. And it was just basically for me to list the products and start selling without any marketing channel like Facebook Messenger plugin, any other plugins.
It's time for a break, but when we come back, how is Eric competing with other mega gold jewelry retailers that are also online? Open for Business with MS Jewels. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Begin Free Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
We're back. This is Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj, and I'm speaking with 22-year-old Eric Leong, the reluctant yet entrepreneuring founder and director of MS Jewels, the online subsidiary of gold jewelry manufacturer and retailer MS Gold Crafts Industries.
Before graduation, honestly, I didn't think I would get into this industry so quick, which is gold and diamonds, but it's a family business. But after graduation, you know, Asian parents, they just try as hard to grab you inside this industry as soon as possible so they can retire and have their own life. But then, yeah, at first, I was really stressing out starting a new company and trying to help my dad to expand. But I guess now I'm really used to it and I'm starting to get into this industry, I think, which is really interesting, honestly. Like, there are a lot more to learn. And in the future, in 1.5 years or 2 years, I'm planning to go across to California to do a further studies in GIA course for diamonds.
So what were you studying before this and what were your plans pre-MS Jewels Online?
I was studying international business. It's actually a degree I thought it could help my family business. But before starting up MS Jewels, literally, I just thought I would work outside with other firms and experience with try to meet new people for about 1 year or two. But at the end of the day, I'm just thinking like whether it could help my path to expand in this current industry, which I'm doing. Because if I work outside, it won't be in this industry, which is totally different compared to what I'm doing right now.
So how long have your parents been involved in MS Jewels?
My parents, they started off MS Gold, which is MS Group of Companies. So they have started this, they have came into this industry since their first job. So which is 25 years ago, which is older than me. And that's their first job until now. They started off in Penang as a jeweler. And now we have expanded and into manufacturing and refining, gold refining, gold bars trading, and now this e-commerce platform, which serves directly to end users.
So was the online shop your idea?
At first, my mom just wanted me to try to sell gold jewelries online, like how I was selling hype shoes and hype clothings back in UK online through Facebook groups. But I was just thinking, I mean, if I sell these jewelries online through Facebook, then it's hard to make it big because without proper website, without a proper team, a operation system, then it's really, there are a lot of limitations. So I just told my parents, okay, why not we just start a website and have a team by ourselves and it might bring us somewhere. Then although the cost is a lot higher compared to selling through Facebook groups, but if it's go far, then it can be a lot further than compared to selling through Facebook groups, you know.
Okay, let's look at your competitors. You've got Pokong, Wachan. They are established gold jewelry brands and they are also selling their products online, albeit that they don't have their own web store, but they do sell through other e-commerce platforms. What is your USP compared to these other more established companies?
So compared to big retailers like you have mentioned, Pokong, Wachan, they are selling through big e-commerce, giant e-commerce platform like Lazada, Shopee, I believe. But mainly we are competing by price because we are trying to sell from manufacturer directly to end users, cutting off the middlemen in between. So the cost that we are fighting for is actually a lot lower compared to retailers because they are paying rentals, insurance, and a lot of manpower and shops, good locations, their rentals are up to, I have no idea, but
up to the five figures at
least.
Yes, yeah.
And currently I'm just operating in my current office, so competing by price, creating transparency to end users, and that's it.
Okay, we'll come back to that point on transparency in just a bit. But I understand that you also provide services like engraving, resizing, and restoration as well. This is according to your Facebook page. Logistically, if you're an online-based company, how would customers send you their gold products to restore or to resize? Do you have a pickup service of some kind to ensure security or for convenience?
So for special services like engraving, resizing, they have to send it in to our office. So from there, we just charge a small cost. Then we will have our in-house jewelers to do it. When I'm done with resizing, then they have choices. Either they want to pick up or I can send it to them for free.
So coming back to your point on transparency, MS, if you look at the website, MS Jewels Online, you can see transparency is something that you hold very close to your heart. There's quite a few mentions on fair pricing as well on your website. Talk to us about what transparency means to MS Jewels, and also what do you mean by fair pricing?
Fair pricing is basically gold always has a spot price, but retailers always seem to mark it up a lot higher, higher by 20 or 30%. So when gold has a spot price, for us, we are selling jewelries closer to the spot price, which is we mark up about 5 to 10%, excluding the workmanship. So workmanship, we are charging about the same as retailers or slightly lower. In terms of transparency, I would say by serving customers directly from the manufacturer and not going through all these middlemen. And now I'm not, other than my own website, I'm just looking for more sales channel to serve directly to the end users like Lazada, Shopee, Astro Go Shop. And now I'm liaising with them for further expansion.
Does your fair pricing strategy affect your profit margins? I understand that you are able to price your items, your products, much closer to the spot value because of your lower overheads. But does it in any way affect your profit margins?
In terms of profit margin, compared to retailers, yes, we have lower. But because we are running the cost leadership strategy, so our cost is also lower compared to big retailers. So we are able to have a lower margin compared to them. We are still survive.
What about MS Jewels' digital marketing plan? You know, what are you trying to do to appeal to your target market? You have a Facebook page, you have an Instagram page. What is your strategy with your content on both these platforms? Are you creating content to create awareness, prompt engagement? What are you doing online?
So social media nowadays, everyone is on it almost every hour. So of course you can't miss that. But for social media wise, it's just mainly for brand awareness. So I'm running Facebook ads, boosting posts to build a brand awareness to people across Malaysia. But that's obviously not enough for a website. So in order to drive traffic to our website, we're doing SEM, SEO, Google Search Engine, AdWords, Display, AdWords. And also in the future, maybe we are looking into like bigger scale in terms of press release and billboards, cinema ads. But mainly our end target was still within Malaysia.
And speaking of future plans, I understand that you are not planning on international expansion, like you just mentioned. You know, you want to keep it in Malaysia first. Why is this? Why focus on just Malaysia if things start to work?
In terms of jewelry, because it is very design sensitive, when it go across different countries, people there would prefer a different design. So what we are doing, we are manufacturing our own jewelry, targeting all around Malaysia. So with that design, it's really hard to go across to other countries because Indians, they have their own jewelries kind. Dubai, they have their own jewelries. And for Europe, you know, they don't even prefer 916 22 carat. They would like 14 carat or 18 carat in terms of different gold type, in terms of different culture.
And what's next for MS Jewels? What plans do you have in terms of expansion locally? Is there any plans for horizontal expansion into other products other than just gold jewelry?
In terms of horizontal expansion, I'd like to expand it towards diamond industry. So now MS Jewels is just selling gold jewelries online, but it can be sold online because it is lower price compared to diamonds. Personally, I believe diamonds are harder to sell online. So my future plan, I would like to have a retail store for diamonds mainly, but not gold jewelries, because honestly, I'm more interested in diamonds compared to gold. But in Malaysia market, the demand for gold is higher, but they are both similar and kind of related. So yeah, why not?
I've been speaking with Eric Leong, founder and director of MS Jewels. Now, for more information on MS Jewels, go check out their web store, msjewels.com.my. And if you miss any part of this show, the podcast should be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And we're also on Spotify if you prefer to listen to your podcast on the music streaming app. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Eric Leong from MS Jewels Boutique, thank you for listening to Open for Business. See you soon, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.